lost from a position of Afghanistan made 54-5. You know, we had all the momentum in the game, and you know, one more wicket, one more passage of play that, you know, somebody did something, and all of a sudden we win the game. But you know, credit to these two, they played really well and what was an excellent wicket. I think both teams made it look more difficult than what it is, and I think probably testament to both teams' bowling attacks. I thought both teams bowled really well, but you know, disappointed to lose, but some great fight shown throughout the course of the game. You know, Shaiman Anwar played really well, held the innings together for us and allowed us to get something that may have been defendable, well supported at the end by Mohammad Naveed as well. And, but the way that Arsima started off, getting them four down in the power play was extraordinary. It was a top effort, and it, you know, one of these games you look back and think, well, actually we didn't actually do anything that wrong. It's just they played really well after they were in a difficult position.
At the same ground against the Windies, you scored 300 almost batting second, and today you finished 175 odd. Was that always the plan, or you had to review your strategy after you lost few wickets?
Look, let's be honest, the Afghanistan bowling attack isn't the worst. You know, Rashid Khan is the best in the world at the moment. They've got two other spinners who are fantastic, and they've got a very good seamer up front. So, look, they're not, you know, they're a handful, and you know, we haven't played against these guys that much. And I think probably playing against the spin that we're up against today, you would probably think a bit more about it, play it a bit better if you played it a bit more regularly. You know, so there is mystery attached to a lot of this stuff, and we weren't quite up to it today, but I thought we fought back really well and we gave ourselves a chance to win the game, second part of the game, which is all, as a coach, you can really ask for.
Last game against West Indies, Zimbabwe. You will not be playing against Zimbabwe, but they will be supported by 10,000 people who have always turned up for their games. How you are looking forward to that game?
I think as a player, it's days like that that you probably reflect on after the event and think they're some of the best days you'll ever experience as a player. We know that it's going to be a packed stadium. We know that there's a lot riding on it, but similarly, whilst there's maybe 10,000 people in the stadium shouting for Zimbabwe, we know that there are probably millions of people around the world shouting for us. So, you know, qualification hinges on that game, and we've shown today that we are capable of fighting against full member teams. Okay, we didn't quite get across the line today, but you know, the Zimbabwe bowling attack doesn't have the mystery attached to it that Afghanistan do. We're thoroughly looking forward to it. We've played a couple of games at Harare Sports Club. We know the conditions pretty well, and you know, let's be honest, if we bowl and field like we did for the first sort of 25 overs there, and bat like we did for sort of the second part of our innings, we'll be a handful.